Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Who can live or die? So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
That was Toby Mac, Speak Life. That's a good one to start with today. You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters. Welcome to my show. I've got Denise coming in later and we're going to be talking about some faith matters. It might be something you want to tune into and have a listen to. Otherwise, we've got Cover Me in Sunshine by Pink and her daughter Willow.
I've been dreaming, friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another. From a distance, all these
a life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, where do I belong? My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Looking for
help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
I don't wanna be afraid every time I face the waves. I don't wanna be afraid. I don't wanna be afraid. And I don't wanna fear the storm just because I hear it roar. I don't wanna fear the storm. I don't wanna fear the storm. Gonna be afraid, 'cause these waves are only waves. I'm not gonna be afraid. No, I'm not gonna be afraid. And I'm not gonna fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. Oh, I'm not gonna fear the storm. No,
I'm not gonna fear it all. Peace be still, say the word, and I will set my feet. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. And let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me.
On a tightrope, walking with the blindfold. Sometimes that's what it feels like. Sometimes that's what it feels like. Standing on a cliffside, hoping that I won't die. Sometimes that's what it feels like. Sometimes that's what it feels like. Worth the risk, love is worth the risk. Oh, you'll never know if you don't go for it. You'll never know, love is worth the risk. Love is worth the risk. Oh, you'll never know if you don't go for it. You'll never know, never know. Counting on a promise, trusting. Worth the risk. Oh, you'll never know if you don't go for it. You'll never know. Love is worth the risk. Love is worth the risk. Oh, you'll never know if you don't go for it. You'll never know. Never know. Oh, 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 oh. It all, than to say I never.
if I'm too afraid to follow, follow, follow.
Oh,
that was You Say by Lauren Daigle. And I've got Denise in the studio with me, and we're going to try something different today. I mean, you are listening to Faith Matters. And I'm thinking about how to perhaps talk about faith a bit more in depth, and some experiences of faith, and what is faith? So when I say faith, it's actually my middle name. So I'm quite familiar with it. Yes, I've got Denise. Bring you in, Denise. Say hi, Denise.
Hello.
There we is. Oh, are you there? Say it again. I'll make sure he got you online.
Yeah,
There she is. Okay, I think I'm a bit louder than you, Denise. You just speak up a bit.
I'll bring it away.
Okay. I've got a big personality sometimes, so that's the way it is, folks, on Faith Matters. So like I was saying, I was thinking we could start talking about some things of faith. And when I talk about faith, I'm coming from my being a Christian, and that's a follower of Jesus. I've been a follower of Jesus now, I'd probably like to say all my life, but I think officially, whatever that's supposed to mean, I have been a follower of Jesus probably for the last 24 years now, where I made that decision in my life to really unpack what faith meant for me, what coming to know Jesus and his nature through the Bible, his personality and the way he worked with people, and who he was in the spirit, you know, creator. Mm-hmm. Getting my head around all of that. It's been 25 years of learning, I think, and discovering for myself what faith means and how this has outworked in my life. Denise, so yes, on Faith Matters, we're going to get a bit more in depth. So here we go. So I thought the question would be today around our first experience of God. And I was talking to Denise off air, and you know, it's always a little bit, you know, you put yourself out there when you talk about your experience, and I think I'm getting a bit old now to really worry about what people think. I think in my younger years I would have worried heaps what people thought of me and their opinions, and it may have stopped me from saying my truth. But I think, I think it's time, Denise, to start getting out there a bit and talking about who we are as people and why we follow Jesus and why we do the things we do. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, Denise, and she hasn't even been, you haven't even said much, she said hello so far, poor thing. But there you go. I'm going to hand over to you. Now my question is, what age were you? And what was your first experience of God, you know, and whatever that means to you?
I was young. I grew up in a family that were already following Jesus, and they were kind of, it was the era when people were learning about the Holy Spirit, and it was, you know, just sort of praying for people, and that was they were just blown away because God would answer their prayers. And so there was this atmosphere of sort of amazement and excitement in our household when I was young. And so I was about 4 years old, and I remember going to my sister's room. She was 9 years older than me, and saying to her, "What do I have to do if I want to ask Jesus into my heart?" And older and wiser, rather than leading me through something, she said, "Well, what would you say? Like, if you were going to pray to Jesus, what would you say?" And so I came up with this prayer. And when I got to the end of it, she's like, "Well, congratulations, you're a Christian." And I was like, "What? I don't know if I'm ready." But no. But so, like, that's as young as I can remember. That's the first thing I can remember. But in saying that, she, I remember her telling me a little while after that, that when I was 2 years old, she had been going to stay home sick, and she had a test that day. Mm. But Mum and Dad got me to pray for her. I was two, so my words weren't that great. But I prayed for her, and she was healed, so she had to go to school, and she was so mad with me because she had a test that day.
Oh, that is awesome.
So I don't actually necessarily remember that, but that was pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Another one I can remember, I do remember that one. I was probably seven or eight-ish, and I had some warts on my hand, and it school, kids were so, you know how kids get. They were like, ooh, I don't want to be next to her. Ooh, I don't want to hold her hand in that game. Ooh. And I went home absolutely devastated one day and sat with Mum, and Mum said, well, could we pray about that? And so we did. We prayed that God would heal these warts, and about a week later that all three had fallen off.
Oh, wow.
I've never had warts since.
Oh, that's awesome.
So those were my sorts of experiences of God when I was little.
Mm.
Very much, you know, bringing him into the everyday and allowing him to work, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, how's about yourself?
Yeah, there we go. So, it's interesting listening to your story. I didn't come from a Christian home, so my experiences growing up there was we didn't have church as such. And when I say growing up, I'm talking about my younger years, my very young years. Although I do have found photographs of me attending church with my mum. She's got a hat on. I've got one of those frilly little dresses on. Oh, my goodness. I was getting ancient. But I have no memories of that as such. And I've even actually got a, I think it's a birth certificate. They've spelt my name wrong.
Oh, really?
That's not cool. I think my birthday's wrong too. So that was a bit frustrating reading. But hey, the certificate itself looks amazing. It's quite archaic now. It's a collector's item, I think. So there you go. But hey, we're talking about first experience. And yeah, so my experiences wasn't like that. I'm going to share what my first experience was. I was 4 years old. It was before I even went to school. My parents were farmers over in Whirianga, 50-50 share milking is what my dad did, and he had quite a big farm. And I spent a lot of time out on the in the pastures with my dad. I was very much a kid who loved the farm. He loved to be out there with my dad and loved that environment, being around the farm dogs and the animals. And yeah, so this particular day we're out on the farm, and this is my memory, where I was just sitting on the grass, and suddenly I had this just overwhelming feeling. It's almost like life itself took a breath and I was part of that breath, and in a moment I knew I was just loved, absolutely loved, and that this place where I was had been created and made by this person who loved me. And I felt immensely connected, and a four-year-old doesn't know what that word means. I'm talking from my adult self. All I felt was this incredible warmth and this incredible feeling of love, and just, it was beautiful. I've had that experience one more time in my life when I was much as a young woman, actually, and I might talk about that another time, a very similar experience. But out of that experience, it's pretty much one of my cornerstone experiences of God. Even though I didn't know about him, I knew in my very being that I was tremendously loved. And that was an unusual feeling for me to have such warmth in me like that. And with that also came a memory for me which did stick with me until I was about 9 years old. And this is something I've never... Oh, you're going to be the first ones to hear this. Oh, I just told Denise before because I thought, I don't know if I should share this, really. But experience is experience, and this is my memories and my experiences. And I had this memory in me that I didn't actually... I had a memory of heaven, and that I didn't feel like I belonged on this earth. And I had that my body felt very, very heavy, and I was used to feeling very, very light. Mm. And I felt this place was not a place I wanted to be, but I knew I was here. So I had this feeling of wanting to go home. You know, like when you're a little kid and you're homesick and you want your parents and you want to go home? Yeah. I had that feeling in me. For years, Denise, like this was not a moment feeling and it went away. I had this feeling in me for a very, very long time, till I was about 9 years old, where it started to kind of not such be such a strong memory for me. But that feeling that I didn't belong here, this wasn't my home, that I had come from somewhere else and this is where I was, and I actually found this place to be quite nasty and heavy. But here I am.
Yeah.
And so this is a little girl's memory and a little girl's experience of in that moment knowing how loved I was and really wanting to go home. And please don't take that as a thought that I didn't want to be on this earth.
No.
Because that's not how this little
but
girl felt.
But you actually know this is not your home, which, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just trying to think. I can't think of what the scripture reference is off the top of my head, but there is a scripture that talks about, you know, we are here, but this is not our home.
Yeah, and
our
I truly feel that.
Beyond the world that we live in. So
yeah.
that's like a child actually experiencing that unfiltered. You knew that deep truth.
Yeah.
You didn't know all the language to go
no,
with it.
No, I didn't. And I didn't even know what the experience was. And I didn't talk about it because it was so just kind of natural and felt normal to me that I didn't feel that I needed to share it with anyone because no one was talking anything like that into my life.
Yeah.
So it was an experience that nobody else kind of resonated with or could align with because it was just me that was feeling like that. But what I did, what did come from that was a whole lot of things I learned about myself that other kind of people didn't have, and that was something within me, like it was known in my family, if you lost anything, ask Marie, she'll find it. Because
right.
I had this ability just to know where things were.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I had this knowing in me that has always been in my life of just knowing something. And you can't help knowing what you know because you can't say, well, I don't know that, because you kind of do. So things like that, I think, in my understanding my Christianity and what it means to me and the giftings that come from God in each individual person.
Yeah.
There's these beautiful gifts from birth. And one of them was knowing for me. Yeah, and we might unpack that another time. I think we're going to head into a song. That was a whole lot of meaty stuff right there. Some of you might want to unpack. But I'm going to head into, I might play Firm Foundation, The Belonging Co. Cody Carnes.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never left.
Yeah, Firm Foundation. You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters and Denise. We've got Denise in the studio. Denise is always going to be in the studio pretty much with me. We're always going to be chatting about something as we develop this show, and I'm sure we'll have other people on at times too and unpack some stories and experiences for people to try and connect in and help them understand what being a Christian is, or why we follow Jesus, or what that even means in our life, and why do we bother doing it anyway? You know, it's quite interesting, eh, that everyone has an opinion, don't they, Denise? But when you're living something out, It's a walking example of something working in your life that wasn't there before that's making a huge impact and bringing a real point of difference. It's something I would never walk away from, put it that way, and I've got quite a big history in my life, which we're going to unpack over this time in this show. We will go to some places, people. So if you want to know about some of these experiences, you're going to have to tune in every Friday from 12 to 1:30, or you could listen to the podcast on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM under Faith Matters. You'll find all the podcasts there, or you can even, if you're just wanting good music, you can tune in to Spotify under Faith Matters, all under one word, so I use capital F and lowercase for faith, and then capital M for matters and lowercase for the rest of the word. So good luck finding me anyway. So Denise, we were going to talk about, we're going to put Denise on. Like, we do want to hear from you. Are you there, Denise? Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Okay. So, we were talking about giftings and children, and it's a strange word to hear, giftings, if you're not kind of using that word in circles. You know, you hear, oh, what does that mean, gifted? You're gifted. What are your giftings? You know, it's kind of a strange word to hear. So maybe tell me about what that means. Oh, I'll put you on the spot. There
we go. Well, I mean, you do hear gifted a little bit, maybe in a child who's particularly gifted, like with some sort of educational thingy, whether it's maths or gifted in a particular area.
So we have these natural giftings, that we notice all the time, isn't there? Those are the things that we notice as humans, and we come alongside others and build them up on their natural giftings, We're talking about something else, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, as you're sharing your story, which was amazing, I looked up that verse, by the way. It's in John 18, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Mm. And so just that concept that there is more to life than just the physical that we see. But I was just thinking, I went to a seminar just a few weeks ago, and they were speaking about children who were quite sensitive perhaps to different things going on. So whether it be that when they walk into the room, they could sort of sense the atmosphere that was there, or maybe it's that they wake up with very vivid dreams, or maybe they're very, very sensitive to justice, what's right, what's wrong.
Yes, yeah.
And it was really interesting.
All the boxes are being ticked, Denise.
And so they were talking about, you know, some of the tendencies of these children, and the way that if we're aware, we can actually help our child navigate what that looks like. I know in our family, I used to have a child who would always wake up with nightmares if the blanket had come off. And so I used to always pray that God would place his angels around him before he went back to sleep. And I think at some point he started doing that for himself. but the lady who was taking this particular seminar, she was talking about her own experience as a child. And she had a grandmother who she would visit, and she would be fine. She'd go and visit her. She was living in her own home, not a problem. She would also go and visit this lady's sister, who was a very similar type of person, also lovely. They got on really well. But this lady was living in a retirement home, and this lady, as a child, would walk into that retirement home and just feel absolute abandonment and loneliness.
Oh, wow.
And she would be absolutely overcome with that, and she would just sit sobbing in her great aunt's room while her parents visited the great auntie. And they were so embarrassed, because every time she visited this lady, she was bawling her eyes out, and they just couldn't understand what it was. And she said, as an adult looking back, if my parents had realised what was going on, they could have, you know, talked to me about, what do you feel like when you walk into this place, and go, okay, well, loneliness, abandonment. There are a lot of people in here who feel that way. And actually realising that what she was feeling was not her own feelings, it was picking up on stuff that was going on for other people. And she so she said, you know, if I now was to have a child who reacted a certain way in a particular area, I would stop, I'd have a conversation with them, and maybe we could stop and we could pray for the people who are here, that, you know, that they would feel comfort, that they would feel love, that that loneliness and that abandonment would actually get replaced by good things instead. And so I guess if you had a child who was in that scenario, and you can actually teach them how to take their feelings or their senses and actually turn it into something that's helpful and useful and good, and then suddenly they have an impact and they've got a role, even as a kid, to be able to pray into something. So,
I wish I'd known that when I was younger, Denise, because all I wanted to do was hide and run and hide it away from everybody. Yeah, I guess, you know, like I say, in my family I got known as the child that could find things. So my natural giftings became something that was kind of seen as a little trick or something, you know, like, oh, Marie can do this, you know, like somebody, you know, Dad, I remember losing his lost keys or something, and, you know, I'd get a picture of where they were in the grass, just flash over my mind, and I would just know where to go to get them, and I'd just walk straight there, and that was me, and it felt very natural for me, I think, as I got, obviously, as that got knocked out of me, because people started to push back or like, oh, I need, you know, like play it like a game. And so I started to not feel so comfortable about my natural way of being. And I guess it felt like, you know, in my humanness I was just a normal kid. But spiritually there was something else going on for me that I couldn't share with other people. And, you know, like I said, you know, in this... in the show, we're going to unpack some things every week. We're going to look at different things and how those experiences have shaped us, is because we can only talk from our own experience. But I'm, you know, happy to anyone out there that wants to come in and share your experience, you know, certainly get in touch with me or Denise, and happy to hear your story. I think our stories help us to, well, one thing, to know things that we don't know, and have an experience of something that we may be curious about and never really felt how we could approach those subjects or questions. We don't even know the question, let alone the answer. I don't know. But there you go. So, yeah, I think, you know, there are gifted children who are gifted in the natural, but there are gifted children in the spiritual, and, man, do they need some protecting, because, yeah, I was one of those kids, and I know what it did for me, having people around me that didn't know that or didn't understand that and the impact on me. Whereas those giftings could have been really used in a healthy way, and I would have felt a lot better about myself and perhaps saved myself a whole lot of problems down the track. There you go.
Yeah. But that's the thing, I think. It's like we do. We're very quick to judge somebody who's different from us.
Yes.
And so actually holding things lightly and going, you know what, that's really different from me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's the, see, and that's okay. Yeah. That's the challenge.
See, for me, it was knowing things and sensing. Like I could, I was that person. I knew when something bad's around. Like you couldn't tell me it wasn't because I could feel it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you say, I know. You know.
Right.
There you go. It's that knowing. Whereas my sister, she was, she would have bad dreams.
Yeah.
So, or she would see things in her dreams. So interesting, eh? Like in our family, that was quite an awareness for me and my sister. In a family that was, as you will find out as we head down our story further down the track, went off into many different directions, for sure. But I learnt a lot along the way. And we're gonna move into this song. I love this song. This is Sia, Unstoppable.
Smiles, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Persian.
Thank you. Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see lonely the morn, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart, you see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary, it's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night, the proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I. I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle when you see lonely the morn, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart, you see. Prince of God. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart, you see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary, it's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. We're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
To come. My best is still yet to come. up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again.
Amen to that. Your best is still yet to come. Don't you forget that, and don't you let anyone tell you it isn't true, because it is. Your best is still yet to come. So it's been really good having Denise in here. We've been talking about our first experience of God and maybe some of those giftings that were naturally there at a very young age that we may not have recognised or others didn't recognise within us. So that's been very interesting. If you want to catch up with that, you can listen to the podcast on 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio, under Faith Matters. So Denise, you're heading over to the food bank. Tell me a little bit, what's happening with the food bank today?
I would tell you if you turned on my microphone.
Oh, there we go. She's going to be driving this soon.
No, I'm going over to Food Bank. So we're open every Monday and Friday afternoon, 1 till 3 p.m. So for people who need a helping hand, sometimes people are just going through a bit of a hard phase and they just come in once or twice and just get that little helping hand to get them through this rough patch.
Yeah.
Other people who sort of had a little bit of a harder road, we work alongside the community house over here with the budgeting and different things to try and help people get back on their feet. So,
I wonder if people just want to come up and connect and have a cup of tea or a coffee.
Yes,
or
we have
just
tea and coffee and even sometimes yummy food.
Yeah, it's a good place to, I don't know, maybe just share some of the load and so you can feel that you're not quite alone in this world or struggling away on your own, you know. You do have a community of support out there, and the food bank's a great part of that. Thanks for coming in, Denise. I look forward to seeing you next week. What are we going to unpack, girl?
Oh, that'll be interesting. Let's
see. Might have to tune in for that one. Okay, we're going to play Grace Got You by Mercy Me.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause there ain't no storm that can change all this in. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the black road is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since Grace.
Inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out. Celebrate when you can't articulate. Just say amazing grace.
The second you realize when you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Listening to Marie on Faith Matters. I'm going to head out a little bit early today because I've got a couple of things I've got to do. But hey, if you want to join me and learn more about your faith or being a follower of Jesus, what does that even mean in your life? You could join me on Sunday at Raglan Area School, 10 a.m. We've got Pastor Roger bringing us an inspirational word, I imagine, on Sunday. It'll be one certainly to unpack during the week and think over for yourself and how it means or how it translates into your own life. This is where we learn, folks. So yeah, if you want to be encouraged or be uplifted, maybe in listening to some awesome music and being around people in your community and connecting, finding those connections, join me on at Raglan Area School, 10 a.m., Surfside Church. Great coffee, great people. Otherwise, have a fantastic weekend. Look after yourself. Be kind and gentle to others. And, kia kaha to all you're facing and many blessings.
On the highway, every day moving so fast, taking all the wrong ways out. Never saw you coming, stopping me in my tracks, keeping me from the long way down. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me. Some will say it's magic, but I know that you did all that. You're the reason, there's no doubt. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me. Out of miracles just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than time. Oh,
Before I hit